Sea Alaska Corporation will distribute more than $23 million to its shareholders. The businesses of the Southeast Regional Native Corporation are making more money. That means that this year's distribution is twice the amount of last spring. But the largest part of many shareholders' checks come from other regional native corporations' earnings. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld explains how that works.
The Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act created 12 regional corporations. Some ended up with large stands of trees, rare mineral deposits, or other valuable natural resources. Others did not. So the act and a later legal agreement required those with more to share their wealth with those with less. Sea Alaska used to be one of the ones with more. It made a lot of money off its timberlands and shared 70% with other regional corporations. But in more recent years, it's been getting considerable revenue from two of its northern cousins. One is Arctic Slope, which is in the oil business.
That's been down from historic levels and is still down from historic levels.
Anthony Malott is Sea Alaska's president and CEO. He says the other owns the subsurface rights to a profitable mine.
This last year, zinc prices have been headed upward, and there is more income from the Red Dog mine that Nana is the landowner of.
Dividend totals differ. This year, they range from $13.50 to less than 10% of that amount per share. That's because the corporation's more than 22,000 shareholders are divided into classes. For those getting the most, more than 80% comes from the shared revenue pool. A little more than 10% comes from the corporation's own businesses. Malott says they're doing well.
The land management natural resource business is one of the leaders. We're actively investing in the seafood side, meaning expectation that seafood will quickly be the greatest source of income for Sea Alaska.
The corporation continues to earn money through investments and government contracting.
They were all profitable in 2017, just like they were all profitable in 2016, and they're all growing.
If this is the trend line for Sea Alaska, that's great news.
Nicole Hollingstad is a former vice president and corporate secretary for Sea Alaska. She's also run for its board of directors as an independent and sometimes critical candidate.
Shareholders want to support the corporation, and they're excited that the corporation seems to be on a trend of profitability.
It's hard to tell how well Sea Alaska's different subsidiaries are doing. That's because the corporation reports financial results by sector, not for each separate company. Hollingstad says that's understandable because corporations don't want competitors to know too much about their businesses. But she thinks Sea Alaska could be more transparent in its dividends breakdown for shareholders.
It would be great if there was a number that showed the earnings from our subsidiary holdings, as opposed to the investment holdings. And that way shareholders really can begin to track how well our subsidiary operations are doing.
About 5 years ago, Sea Alaska's revenues dropped significantly due to more than $30 million in losses from its construction subsidiary and some other operations. The losses were spread out over several years, but Malott says they're no longer part of the dividend equation. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.